The corner of Sacramento and Chicago on the city's west side is a mess. Recent rains have left the area a field of thick brown muck. This site used to be a rock crushing plant. Giant machines towered over dump trucks bringing stone and concrete debris to be pulverized into gravel. But the city condemned the property 4 years ago, after the company had broken dozens of environmental laws. The city now owns the property. Most people driving by this corner now see piles of rubble and contamination. But architect Carol McLaughlin sees a chance to make something special happen.
Yeah, this is a dream project. Very exciting. Get to use a lot of ideas that we don't normally get to employ in a building.
Construction crews are working on a new building here that will be home to a solar panel factory. It will also hold offices for the city's volunteer environmental efforts. The building will include dozens of energy-saving features. McLaughlin says one of her favorites is a set of geothermal exchange wells. They're a system of thick pipes that run straight down 200 feet into the earth next to the building.
And we're constantly pumping fluid through this system, which is either takes heat from the earth in the wintertime or dumps heat into the earth in the summertime. And then we use that as part of the heating or cooling that the building needs.
The site will also include a garden on the roof. The dirt and plants will slow water runoff during a storm. It will also insulate the building from cold in the winter and heat in the summer. Organizers of this project want to make it an example of how communities can take the lead on creating environmentally friendly development projects. The city is helping to pay for the project by giving incentives to the solar panel manufacturer. And the local utility company, ComEd, has agreed to buy some of the solar panels as part of a lawsuit settlement with the city for massive power outages in recent years. But it's not clear there is enough of a market beyond that for solar panels. Levea Brockman is with the environmental group the Delta Institute. She says those economic circumstances may be setting up this project for failure.
To try to put something like that there when there isn't, the market isn't even, either the market isn't guiding that, there isn't a community concern for it, it's not going to make sense. It won't work.
Brockman says she supports the idea in general, but says there first needs to be a long-term commitment to better building practices in major cities. Otherwise, this project will never lead to substantial change. But Chicago Environment Commissioner Bill Abel disagrees.
I mean, the reality is you've got to lead by example. You've got to show people a different reality. And you got to create a buzz. You want something. Making things more energy efficient and environmentally friendly doesn't have to be painful. It can be exciting. It can be interesting.
Abel says this project is shaping up to be a model for other Great Lakes cities to follow. The project is scheduled to be finished in the next 2 months. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Auld.